Today on our Tech for Business podcast, we're joined by Jason, our virtual CIO, and Mitchell, our business development representative. It's his first time on our podcast. Welcome. They're back from the CET Experience Conference. So just up top, how are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling great. I got a little sunshine, got a little humidity in my day. A little bit of rain. I made my hair extra big, so that was exciting. What do you think, Mitchell? What did you like?
Feeling great. Not too jet lagged. Coming back from time, and yeah, excited to continue the conversation.
Nice. Awesome. Well, so Jason, for those listening who have no idea what experience is, will you give us kind of the elevator pitch of this conference?
I will. And I'll say, why are we talking about a user? We'll call user conference, although that's how it's titled. So 17 years ago, I was invited by a designer when I was a brand new IT director to participate in this, what was called user conference at the time. And ever since, I've been going to the same conference because it taught me a very important lesson about being an IT. And that is, it is often more important to understand how and why your users are leveraging certain bits of technology than often like how we do the things we do. That's something we can figure out in our own time, but getting into our user space and understanding the context in which technology applies to their daily lives so we understand the problems they're solving was a huge lesson for me. So I've been a participant in this conference for 17 years, which is 1 year short of every conference that they've held. And the goal of it, Configura has decided they want their users to have a forum and a community where they can get together, they can learn from one another. It gives Configura a chance to talk about what they're doing, but primarily it's not about Configura necessarily. And Configura being the developer of an application that is used in this industry, the commercial interior sort of design and workspace solutioning, vertical market, whatever you want to call it. And it's a tool that's really used to specify the interior workspace and optimally putting things together and making sure that all the manufacturer bits and pieces that go into those designs fit together well and the designers can work efficiently to build the floor plans and specifications that lead to customers getting a great experience. So anyway, that's the context. And we were fortunate enough, I've been involved as someone who worked in a dealership that sold commercial workspace service stuff. And then I went to work for myself as a consultant calling on dealerships that sold that kind of stuff. And now I work for CIT, who has actually developed the Aura, we'll call it division, which focuses on technology solutions across the board for dealers in that space. So you can see a common theme here. And at the center of that has always been the interior designer. And so again, I'm grateful to be a part of this community. I get asked a lot of questions about technology and how we do what we do. Again, led me to the philosophy around what we're doing with Aura at CIT still, just at a much larger scale that I've ever been at before. And I was super excited to bring someone new to the conference this year, because I remember 17 years ago being the new kid from an IT company showing up at this crazy conference. At the time, there's only 100 attendees. Mitchell, how many do you think there were this year?
Too many to count. Even know where to begin.
Yeah, I think we're up to almost, I think it was 500 plus. But the significant, and just a little inside baseball, I got to give a presentation for about 10 minutes and talk about Aura, and actually let our customers talk about Aura, which was the more important part of that presentation, was testimonials of customers you've worked with that have had a good experience, not just right away, but a year and a half after they talked to us, they talked about it. But the number 100 came up, and again, because I actually made poor Mitchell come up on stage with me and promised to get at least 100 meetings with dealers, again, based on that population, the reverse user conference. So he was a good sport about that, and I appreciate it. Anyway.
Yeah, he really threw you out there, Mitchell.
I was going to ask on that number, if anyone listening is
there you go.
To set up a time to chat. Always happy to connect with new people.
I'm interested in what your overall takeaway or what some interesting conversations you had at the conference.
From my perspective, there were a lot of really great conversations, almost too many to count. Really awesome just getting it to, you know, to connect people from this industry that I really knew nothing about aside from a few weeks ago. But there were a lot of conversations about, you know, how IT and technology really affects their day-to-day. And it's so cool for these designers to have good hardware, a good connection, a good work so that they can do their jobs and do it well. So it really eye-opening to get an understanding for how important all of that is and how, you know, some places they overlooked and create challenges for design. So it really was motivating for me from that perspective to come back and look towards, you know, what I can do to help spread the word of a team that's going to help designers.
Definitely. I'm going to throw a curveball at you, Mitchell and Jason. What similarities in the issues that designers experience do you see in other industries? Because Mitchell, I know you talk to people all over. What did you hear that you're also hearing elsewhere?
First thing that comes to mind is really the disconnect, I think, between, you know, people doing the data jobs and the technology function a company. And that's not a diss to anyone either which way. But I think it's something the synergy needs to be there for it, the company to be, you know, sort of a well-oiled for everybody to, you know, reduce bottlenecks, reduce workflow downtime, and just really rate, you know, how well they can do the job. So that they're not staying late in the office, working extra hours or waiting for it to be done, you know, and giving time back. And that was one thing that really stuck out that I've heard elsewhere, but seemed especially critical in this industry.
Yeah, Jason, I didn't know if you want to add to that, what across industries.
Yeah, I think what I find interesting about the dealer, the commercial furniture dealer model, and just to be clear, there are other industries served by Configure and what is now called CT Designer. But just based on my background and based on talking about these concepts, I'm going to focus on that. So I don't mean to exclude anybody. Just reason of conversation and flow, we're going to keep going. But if you're in the material handling space or you work kitchen and bath design, we love you too. But just my experience is primarily in the space. But to get to the point, dealerships typically spend less than 1% of their revenue on technology. And that is a very small percentage. And the reason that's relevant is a lot of other decisions around what people get to use and how they work are based on scarcity. And so a lot of commercial furniture dealerships enter the conversation about technology first and foremost from that mindset of just scarcity. I need the cheapest thing possible. I need this and that. And often the cheapest solution in IT is not the least expensive solution. It's often going to have costs that are in the soft cost realm. And if you worked for a CFO in a company or someone to finance soft costs or poopy, sometimes it's poo-pooed. It's, well, I don't worry about soft costs. I can't really measure it. But when soft costs are designers having to take work home with them at night, or designers that could be working, getting 6 hours of work done, and they're getting 2 hours of work done because they have a crappy laptop and they have a slow network connection and their files are taking forever to get to them. These are business problems to solve. And what I find is that in a situation where you have a very small budget to work with, but in the case of a designer, an outsized need for technology to perform as it affects your ability to do your job efficiently, that is actually why I've been so hyper-focused on the designer in dealerships. We have to look at the whole picture, right? As a technology advisor, it's not like I'd learned only this industry. I had to learn how to think about vendor management and strategic planning and budgeting and aligning the technology program at a business with the budget constraints and the values of the company and the mission and the compliance requirements. But at the end of the day, it's pretty easy to look at how is a designer experiencing technology because their demands are so much greater than everyone else and realize that if I can get them right and cost effectively solutioned, usually everyone else in the dealership benefits in the same sorts of way. And so anyway, I find that, I maybe veered off the question a little bit here as usual, but I think that really is getting to the heart of it. It's a fascinating industry because it lives in this scarcity model. And that is the challenge, is how do we, even in the face of those challenges around scarcity or whatever else it is, go to this community and stand in front of our clients. And you know what, if you didn't do anything in a year, they're going to call you on it. Designers don't tend to tolerate false promises and BS. And so to bring it back to the conference for a minute, it is both a great opportunity to meet and empathize with people, but also to be held accountable by those same people. Because you show up and don't have something new or haven't delivered on the promise, they're going to tell you that. And I love that part of being here. It requires an introspection and the willingness to always be making yourself better and be held accountable, because there's not a lot of IT people that show up at this conference. So you definitely stick out like a sore thumb and you're going to get found anyway.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it back to the conference, because I wanted to ask you, Jason, you had two different kinds of breakout sessions. And I would love for you to explain, again, giving us some of that elevator pitch, what you presented at the conference, and then were there any interesting questions or conversations that came out of those breakout sessions?
Yeah, and I'm going to keep Mitchell included in the conversation. Mitchell was with me in those presentations, but there were three presentations, but two of them were user facing. They were classes. One was getting up on the main stage, and I do want to circle that one in just because I'll come back to that one, because that's both a very personal and a very professional sort of moment. And I think we can wrap the conversation with that. So the two sessions we're talking about were, we talked about how dealer designers, dealer design leaders, how they can, when they're elevated in the role of having to do technology stuff, how do we equip them with some knowledge to be a little more efficient at that? So in many dealerships, the design team has such unique technology needs, and they are so often either poorly supported by their tech service provider, whether that's a contract provider or a staff provider, with empathy, understanding that those people often are, again, resource constrained. So they're doing the best they can with limited resources. They don't have the time to do that hyper-focus that I've been privileged to be able to really chase down. And so they just don't have the time. So designers have had to become very much self-empowered, self-advocates. They've had to learn how to do their own internal tech supports, so on and so forth. So the goal I had in that first session was to give those designers some tips from someone who's grown up in the technology industry supporting designers, you know, how to get maybe some resources, how to state a business case differently, you know, how just some how-tos on what expectations you should have of your technology provider, that many people don't treat IT like a service provider. And let's be clear, we as IT providers within business typically don't generate revenue. We are a cost, we're a cost center, right? Designers are actually attached to a revenue generating part of the business. And so I find it fascinating that designers are often beholden and governed by a team that doesn't produce revenue, even though they are. And so it was, to me, it's not trying to kick other tech people in the shin. It's to say, if you partner with those technologists and give them ammunition, if you will, to go then to leadership and say, look, I've got a business case here. We're losing this time. Here's a technical solution I can apply, and I need a budget for it. Well, that budget is now based on the opportunity cost that the design team has presented me with. Will you support doing this? And so that's the kind of coaching I was trying to provide in the sessions. And I'll pause. Mitchell, you were there with me in the sessions. I know you, it was interesting to have you facing the crowd and paying a different kind of attention than I was while delivering the messaging. Do you have any thoughts on, in that session, anything else that came out that we talked about that I've not stated?
I think I would absolutely echo what you're saying. It was cool to see people were leaning in and engaged in a facet of business that maybe is not, you know, day-to-day. IT is a separate function of the business, like you're saying. And it, yeah, truly interesting to see how many people were, you know, interested in how they themselves can optimize what they have, their environment to again, enable themselves to do better. And it was, yeah, it was really cool to see that there was that express interest in learning more about that.
Yeah. Well, I give a lot of credit to designers. They get dragged a lot of different directions just for their basic survival, we'll call it. And for them to sit through at 8 o'clock in the morning on the last day of a conference after that raging, great, wonderful 90s theme party that Configura threw with an open bar, and kudos to Configura for having the trust of the community to moderate themselves with an open bar. They did a great job and were wonderful hosts, and everyone showed up. So we had a great turnout. We had other IT providers in the room. And so again, the focus of that session was both, I think, helping other IT providers who are now playing in the space, whether they're competitors of CITs or their partners of CITs. It's a big tent. We want people there. I find it incredibly exciting to see other technology providers coming to this conference and saying, we want to play a part in this. We want to do things. We learn from each other, and it's healthy competition. But that was the first session. The second session was focusing on our Aura Acceleration product. And for those of you who don't know what that is, Aura Acceleration is a plugin for CET Designer's PhotoLab. And PhotoLab is how you render images out of CET Designer. So the nutshell version, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about with CET Designer, once upon a time, always a good start with once upon a time. Once upon a time in the dark ages, designers had to run AutoCAD with a plugin. And that plugin would allow them to take little symbols of things like chairs and cubicle walls, which is a dirty word. You don't use the word cubicle anymore, but I use it anyway because I'm old. Anyway, you would drag and drop symbols into your AutoCAD drawing, and then you'd have to go in and you have to count all the bits and pieces. And it was incredibly monotonous, and it made the design process very slow and ponderous. And so CET Designer was designed to help automate a lot of that process using smart symbols and connections. So CET Designer is like the platform in which the graphical representation and the calculations, everything happens behind the scenes. It's called a parametric design tool. So designers can drag and drop and use symbols and logic to create not just what the space will look like from an AutoCAD drawing that's their base plan, but they're getting a bill of materials, they can do renderings, which is what I'm about to talk about, et cetera, et cetera. So when I'm talking about CET Designer and PhotoLab in the rendering process, I'm going down a rabbit hole inside of a rabbit hole inside of a rabbit hole, but Aura Acceleration accelerates the PhotoLab process by essentially making it so you don't have to use your local computer to do renderings. Historically, what has happened is dealer designers who are investing in this tool either won't render because it's so impactful on their hardware, and when their hardware is tied up, they can't work. And we talked about scarcity. Designers can't afford to be down. So the solution for that problem was, I'll just take my work home, and I'll work on the weekends, and I'll kick my renderings off when I'm not working. And that's a bad situation for everyone involved, right? So Aura Acceleration removes that condition. And because it makes a parallel process out of a what we call a first in, first out process, meaning instead of you rendering one image after the other in sequence, we break that so you can run multiple renderings at the same time, up to 16 of them currently. That number will go up over time as we increase the size of our rendering offload pool. But Or acceleration is all about that. It's about making designers more efficient. It's about allowing them to turn up the render settings in their drawings. And so we wanted to hold a workshop in which we demonstrated this to designers and said, hey, the Aura brand is a wrapper around an IT service. CIT has been around for 30 years providing IT services. Aura is a wrapper around that includes specialization in this industry for people within the industry. And the first product that we launched under the Aura brand was Aura Acceleration. And kudos to Configura, they wrote the code for it. We were originally developing a rendering offload solution that used a free tool, but Aura Acceleration is an extension within CET Designer that anybody in the world can install and utilize. And there's a lot of minutia into why we did it that way. One of them was only people in the US could use Aura, or maybe Canada. By having Configura publish and develop the solution, anyone in the world can use it. I actually got to walk up to a user who asked me for a demo a year ago. And I didn't realize when I got back that we can't sell in Europe as a company. And I got to go back to him and say, guess what? We tore the entire thing down and rebuilt it in part because I wanted to be able to solve your problem. The other part of it was actually, and there were designers, this touched me a little bit. There were designers sitting in the room who had experienced the previous rendering offload solution we had developed. And a lot of the pain they had using that solution went into the engineering behind why Aura Acceleration works the way it is. We got rid of the fact that you don't need a VPN anymore, which would conflict with the ability for them to open their files in real time because they all had to use VPN to get to their files. It compresses the data, which means on people who are low bandwidth connections working at home, they can leverage that solution. So it was, again, I talk about accountability and why and what. I went to that conference a year ago, learned all the things were wrong with the way we were doing something, and then came back and had worked with Configura to mobilize their team to do this. So this was a very fast process. But in the end, I got to sit in front of a room of people who were interested in Aura Acceleration, and we talked about it. And it was, to be honest, compared to my agenda, total fail. And I'll say why. I actually intended for this to be a working session where people come in and we'd show them where the marketplace to buy it. Nobody had any interest in that. They wanted to just watch and listen and ask questions, which is fine. That's one of the great things about presenting is sometimes you just crumple up your agenda and you just talk. And that's what the users there were about. So it was a great opportunity in two separate hours to share Aura with the audience for which Aura was created, Aura Acceleration, and get their questions and get their feedback and already start thinking about what's the next thing we can do to make it better. Because what we found is Aura Acceleration has actually had, people are more interested in PhotoLab within CET Designer, and they had a whole bunch of feedback that actually has nothing to do with Aura, it has everything to do with PhotoLab. So we're getting all this great material for Configura saying, hey, your users are really invested in this solution now. There's some great improvements they'd like to suggest. And so anyway, the session turned in from a teaching opportunity for which we sponsored the Wi-Fi at the conference, which actually, by the way, worked out really great. So happy we did that. I was very glad that after watching the poor trainers at Configura try to teach a class and nobody could download and like work in the files they had. So we all sat there using theater of the mind to figure out how to do this stuff. And again, kudos to presenters for dealing with those challenges. We had the opportunity to work with Configura to sponsor the Wi-Fi at the conference, which then let us run our Aura demos, which nobody actually needed to run. But all the other presenters, I think, had a better experience. So money well spent, the best money possibly we spent in a long time on sponsoring something. So anyway, that was a really long answer to that question. Mitchell, anything to add on the Aura Acceleration sessions that you also joined before?
I would say the same as before, like you had said, and we were planning for it to be a little bit more of a hands-on walkthrough in a class sort of format. But, you know, we're again, lean and engaged and asking tons of questions that, you know, I hadn't even thought to ask. And obviously I'm not design-minded, but it was really for me to be able to hear and engage with, because I came out learning a lot too.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mitchell, it was probably a bit of a crash course for you when you were going to the conference, getting ready and learning all these things past what CAT does. So kudos for that.
It was, you know, it was cool. It's a very industry, from my perspective, as you know, an outsider, very eye-opening to me to see how, again, creative-minded and passionate people in this industry are in whatever function that they're barely be a designer, but everybody has a common love for creativity, and that true very much with this community. And it's just kind of awesome to, again, start dipping my toe in and drinking from the fire hose. I got to send conversations with Jason and Sarah, with they've been having, you know, connections from the past, and just kind of talk about, you know, what they do to continue to improve again their day to day, and just makes their job easier. It's so awesome. It's so cool. And it's such a great community.
Yeah. The community is, that's a great word. That is the, sorry, I just want to add, I always want to add, right? But truly that, to see Mitchell get involved in, and first of all, his personal interest, right? I'm very protective of the relationships we have because, again, over 17 years have been forged. And it was so exciting for me that Mitchell was like, hey, I want to sit in. Is it okay if I'm a fly on the wall? And like, yeah, please. And just showed a lot of interest up front. And I think that is such a great sign. Anyone in a technology career who understands how to contextualize the work we're doing. Again, we're working for people who they want you to be credible and they're going to ask some hard questions. And he just did a very good job. And I was, again, both professionally proud of Mitchell for doing what he did. And just, it, I think, showed this team, and this includes you, Ariel, I think, united over the idea that, hey, we're going to go to this conference and we're going to showcase the work that a lot of people, both inside of CIT and people who've helped us test and develop these solutions from outside the community, they've given us their time. And that's a tremendous thing when they're as busy as they are and to entrust us with that. I'm going to give you my time with the hope that you're going to make something better and faster and that helps the community that Mitchell has mentioned. And it was just, it was so humbling to go to this conference. And after 2 years of really grinding to make Aura and Aura Acceleration something big, to take your work, Ariel, and take interviews from clients who'd worked with us and trusted us and said, look, I'm not going to put boundaries. Please share exactly what's on your mind. Well, how is working with us? How did it impact you? Because I know that in this industry, if we can have testimonials where people have had a good experience, that will help us grow. And that gives us resources to do better. And we got that. And we asked you to do a tremendous amount of literally recording an interview on a Friday afternoon that's going up on a stage the next week. And doing a dry run on Monday was a huge ask. And I can't say thank you enough for helping us do that. Because again, this community holds us to a very high standard, but they're also very willing to accept and work with us and give us their trust and give us their great ideas and trust we're going to do something big with them. And I don't know, I'm gushing a bit, but that's what this is about. This conference is all about, I think, lighting that fire of passion for why we do what we do, not just the things and the what's. And so I'm glad Mitchell got to experience that with me. And I'm glad he's excited to stay involved in working with this crazy community and this crazy business that we're in.
I've heard that once you're in, you never get out.
You wouldn't think credenzas and chairs would be this exciting, but it's not about the chairs and credenzas. It's about the people who are crazy about credenzas and chairs and the relationships that you get to build with them, as you got to see. And they loved your mustache, your Magnum PI. You knocked that out, by the way. So
all credit is due to you for the idea.
I want to make sure that we cover everything for the conference. So Jason, you were alluding and speaking about the testimonials and being on stage. I didn't know if you want to touch a little bit more on...
So Career is really great. They offer us the opportunity to sponsor. And at a certain sponsorship level, you get 10 minutes to go up on the main stage. And it's either going to be in the morning after Configure delivers their keynote. So keynote is the correct term in the sense that we're part of that sort of bigger keynote presentation, but they're sponsor sessions. And first of all, I was thrilled because I got to present right after a fellow Wisconsin cheesehead, now by way of Minnesota, but Alexandra Sefos. She always seemed to show up, and Alex is awesome. So following Alexandra Sefos on stage, by the way, is no small feat. She is an incredible public speaker. She has an incredible personality. OFS is a great sponsor. They've been great to us and great to the community at large. So I was really excited to get to go at that point in time in the morning when people were excited. And for me, again, CIT trusts a lot. We're investing a lot. We have to get our message out. And that is my responsibility to make sure that messaging is delivered to this group. And again, I got to sit down with Ariel and the team and say, look, this has been a journey that I'm trying to document through these presentations. So somebody after the fact came up to me and said, I've actually been following your narrative flow for 3 years. Each time you go up and talk on stage, there's actually like a flow and a storyline to what's going on. Like you had a vision and then you're getting really close developing last year. And then this year it's about letting other people who've experienced what you're doing talk and you shut up, which is a rare thing for you to do in the first place. And it really added. And for me, the journey was, I want to get up on stage and be totally confident. And last year, before I presented, I sat and did figure eights for 45 minutes. I was so nervous. Like, I just felt the weight of that responsibility. This year, I got up on stage and it was this weird challenge. I felt no fear. I felt no concern. I had, everyone at CIT had my back. They'd put their passion and their heart, and the work was so good. And I knew that it wasn't about me. It was about sharing all this work that our service delivery team and our support engineers and our leadership team and our finance team and the marketing team and everyone and Mitchell and business development and Sarah. This was a moment for us to showcase that work through the words of our clients. And it was just very personally fulfilling. For 6 years, I left my job so I could go out into the community and share what I was doing for one dealership with every dealer that I can come across. And that journey was fraught with a lot of potential personal danger in the sense that I put my family's fortunes at risk. I believed so strongly that I didn't really have the business skills to survive, although somehow we made it for 4 years. Then coming to CIT allowed me to round off the edge of things I wasn't doing well. And then to me, get to the place we were a week ago, which was we'd had 2 years of building this. We developed these really great relationships with our clients. It wasn't just like we were in the honeymoon period asking for a testimonial. We waited until we were past the comfortable stage and into the, this is the day to day. This has been over a year with one of these clients in particular. So again, I can talk for hours about this, but the fact was it was so humbling and so exciting to see that vision come to life and hear people talking about it. It really did make me a little, I'm not a crier, but it was definitely bringing me close to that point of getting misty. And again, it was to me such a reflection on what CIT's values are, on the ideas that we were trying, that we love and respect the work that everyone in this community is doing, and that we are passionate about challenging ourselves and making it better, making it more exciting, reforging partnerships that perhaps we lost our way a little bit with, or me personally lost my way with. So yeah, it was a great conference. It was a great opportunity. And again, Ariel, I'm hoping we can link those testimonials here. Nobody recorded that session. So it only exists in the minds of the 500 people who were there, whatever number it was. It will never be played again. But I would like to share some of those testimonials because I think they say a lot more than I can about the work that we're doing and the impact it's having on people and dealerships and the community at large.
Definitely. I'll have those in the description for those listening. I want to be respectful of your time, but also give you both an opportunity to share anything that you haven't yet. So was there any part of the conference that really stood out to you? And then anything coming up that you want to plug or share?
I'm going to throw it. There you go, Mitchell. You got this.
Yeah. I think, again, I can't say it enough. It as Jason was saying, it's super humbling to be in this sort of conversation with great people in this community outside of the realm of being another designer, being, you know, a manufacturer, and being an IT person who, or a representative of IT, which may not always be, you know, the best relationship with people that are working in the design industry day to day. And it was just, again, super awesome to be welcomed in with open arms to this community. I think, you know, highlights for me, the 90s bash was absolutely a fantastic. Again, it was, it all comes back to the people, great guy, and just getting to connect with people out of the context. I mean, we're all obviously there at the conference, you know, with a common business and what we do in our day-to-day professional lives, but just getting to know people in the industry, having conversations, you know, people from life coming from all different areas in the nation, a lot of them coming from the Midwest, which was awesome to have that connection, and nerdy and kind of just building that work. So I would say, again, it just comes down to the conversations with people were absolutely 10 out of 10 for me. And I'm excited for with people in the community further and expanding my knowledge and strengthening the relationships of CIT and my son in the industry. I'm really looking forward to it. So nothing specific, always trying to hit that 100 meeting goal. So absolutely, if you're listening, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to talk with you about anything IT related, shameless plug. But yeah, I'm just really looking forward to the future as this was kind of my first foray into the industry and the community, and excited to see where it goes from here.
Well, I will also try to respect the time and keep it short too, but Mitchell, that's a great summary. I would say huge shout out to Lauren Mixter at Configura. She is the event planner, event coordinator, the wizard behind the madness. And I will say this was, in my opinion, having been to 17 of 18 of them, the best. We'll call it the experience. I know it's changed from the CET User Conference, CET Designer User Conference. It's been renamed, and I appreciate that they're trying to be respectful of their community by naming their conference something that is relevant to everyone who attends. But Lauren did an amazing job, I think, again, preparing the presenters, making sure that sponsors knew what to do, and just keeping focused on users and having a great time. And they got up on stage and sung. It was such a great reflection of their culture. And we worked hard. Don't get me wrong. We talked about how fun this was, but it is mentally draining after this conference because you're learning all the time. You're meeting with people. It's this great combination of both work and play. And she just, it was a masterclass and how to run an event. And I'm just, again, grateful that we got to be a part of it. But Lauren leaned on me a little bit to help with some of the technical minutiae behind the Wi-Fi, getting that sorted out. I think it was a great collaboration. And again, I am deeply appreciative of Configura's partnership on that front. I'm really excited to see where Configura's new Align product is going, because it's taking the ability to visualize and share and sell with a tool that can be used by anybody without all the technical barriers that I have made my name around solving for. So whether it's an iPad or whatever tablet you have, whatever phone you have, whatever laptop you've got, it just works. So just wanted to put a shout out for that. And I also want to make sure that I say that we are working towards starting a new community for IT folks who want to learn how to maybe do a little better job as a community supporting designers. So I'll be helping head that up with Configura. It's coming later this year. That's all I'm going to say about it for now, because there are some details we do need to work out. But that's a subset of the user committees, the leadership groups that Configura has proactively created. And I've asked, hey, can I kick something off that's a little bit focusing on the end user IT environment? So anyway, shout out to Configura again for being such great partners. Just a shout out to the community for everyone who's helped us. They provided those testimonials. It's why we do what we do. It really supercharges all of us. Sometimes when it's like, God, something's not landing this week, and I just go read one of those. I'm like, no, this is why I do what I do. Pull up the bootstraps, get back to work. These people trust you, and you know what? You're going to get this done, and you're going to make the community a little bit better by doing it. So that's all I have.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. And of course, if anyone wants to get in contact with either of you, reach out to us, and we'll make sure to connect you. So thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this topic, please let us know. Like, subscribe, or reach out to us at info@cit-net.com or head out to our website, cit-net.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with an all-new episode.